The Enchanted by Charlotte Bingham, read by Stephanie Cole. Ireland in the late 1970s. Prologue. They come upon her one blustery spring morning with an April tide running up the white sand shore. She is just standing there, looking out to sea, still as a statue in a square. She could indeed have been a monument for all they know, as they slide carefully down the end of the cliff path to get a closer look at her. There are three of them, father, son and daughter, the children full grown into late teenage, the wind from the sea blowing their long dark hair back from their heads as quietly they approach her, afraid of scaring her, wondering when she will sense them, and if when she does she will make a sudden dash for continued freedom. Yet even as they approach, she stands quite still. She must hear them, know they are there, but not a move does she make. She just stands there still, looking far out to the sea. And now they are near, they see she is pregnant, and greatly so. At first glance it would seem she is about to give birth there and then, which might explain her stillness. So they take even more care, lest they should frighten her into delivery. She is astonishingly lovely. Wild, certainly, so it would seem. For what else could explain her presence here on this lonely stretch, with no one in sight of her, and no visible means of reaching the beach, unless from round the corner of the cliffs, through the seas? Yet she is more beautiful than any wild one they have ever seen before. In fact, she looks every inch an aristocrat, with her fine head, her perfect limbs, and her noble bearing.